Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 446, the stanzas 3 and 4. I wait for God to hide me, my soul with longing stirred. I shall hope whatever betide me in his unfailing word. And what follows, Psalter 446, the stanzas 3 and 4. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Isaiah 42, the verses 1 through 16. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah 42, the first 16 verses. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, and whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for Aslah. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, and neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is there in the isles, and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. And now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer the family of Reverend Mangus, who was taken away out of the land of the living at the age of 100 in the Netherlands. Monica Niels, who was scheduled for surgery this week to remove a tumor in her abdomen. This has been rescheduled for September 27. Corny van Waverwijk and Tom Liefdink, who had a serious vehicle accident in this past week, but were graciously spared. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. A merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou who art ever good-doing and ever faithful, and then on the morning of this Sabbath day, then thou wast given many reasons to say the same, where thou wast graciously watched over each and every one of us, where thou wast kept us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, and wherever we were called to be. As then in the realm of nature, then thou yet grantest sunshine and warmth, and also refreshing showers. As then thou wast not dealt with us and our children, according to our manifold and great sins. Because if thou had done so, then we would no longer have a place in thy house in this morning hour. Then we would no longer have a place upon the earth. But then it would have been eternity, O Lord. May it please thee, that is so necessary, that each time by renewal, that we may receive a profound impression of these matters, thy goodness and our sinnership. Oh, an impression of thy patient long-suffering, that thou still beareth with us and our children, and that we may still be in the time when thou art gathering thy church unto thyself. Then in this past week, then thou wast graciously spared three young men, three young sons, when they have come in a serious accident, and oh, what could have been so different. It could have become eternity. But then surely then thou wast put thy hand between them and death, O Lord. Wilt thou impress it upon their young hearts, and not only impress it, but work lovingly and powerfully by thy Holy Spirit, that this solemn calling may be used for their conversion, that they may become true seekers. Lord, wilt thou remember those family circles? Wilt thou grant them a broken and a humble heart, where it could have been so different? Lord, then thou speakest in so many ways, but then thou wast not only spared in those real special, extraordinary ways, but then thou wast watched over each and every one of us. Then it has pleased thee in the past week in the Netherlands to take thy old servant home. His labors have come to an end, and he may be delivered from everything. Lord, wilt thou remember us in this morning hour? Ah, do bless thy holy word. Thou knowest how that each and every one have come up to thy house, and thou knowest those that were called upon to remain behind in their homes with the children or other lawful reasons, how they may sit in their dwellings. Ah, may there be those souls with a particular request, with an earnest desire, a need for a specific instruction, with riddles which they cannot unriddle, souls that need to be delivered from the burden of sin, where that burden is becoming too heavy to bear. May there be souls that have earnestly requested of thee, that the prayers may be answered. Oh, then the solemnest then we sing together oftentimes, that thou hearest the needy when they pray. Thou savest their soul when death draws nigh. This God is our salvation, O wonder-doing God. Then thou wast promised to never forget the poor and the needy. Ah, that is thy work, to make room for thy work. It is the work of thy blessed Spirit to make us poor and needy indeed, but also for the exercise of that faith, to be given to look upon that great and wander doing God, thou who hast given thy dear Son, that he was willing to come upon the earth. He has satisfied justice. It is a finished work. And now the King, he is gathering that church, and he shall never forsake his church, because they are engraven upon the palms of his hand, and those walls are continually before him. Ach, Lord, wilt thou then in this morning hour go from bench to bench, all from heart to heart, and manifest thy almighty works? And, ah, Lord, where there is not that true soul's need, the temporal needs, they are manifold, but the soul's needs are the greatest. And when there are no true needs, ah, Lord, wilt thou use thy word, that need may be wrought, that it may become reality before it becomes reality at the end of our life. Lord, wilt thou grant that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee? Oh, what is thy free and sovereign grace? That is our hope and our expectation, but also thy promise, which thou hast given unto thy church, that thou shalt bless thy word. Ah, wilt thou do it in this morning hour, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion? Wilt thou remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth? Remember all those that are called to labor in thy vineyard. Remember and uphold thy servants. Remember those that are old and weak. Remember the students. Wilt thou help elders and deacons? Lord, we commend unto thee the young couple who were united in holy matrimony in this past week, who have begun life's journey together as husband and wife. Ah, Lord, it is the first Lord's Day as husband and wife. May it please thee by the work of thy Spirit that indeed it may be an unforgettable Lord's Day, because, ach, Lord, when thou begins that wonderful work, when one may taste of the sweet things of the Lord of a service, then it becomes so great, then it becomes so wonderful. Lord, wilt thou remember the manifold needs? And then we remember a young mother. Ah, Lord, thou knowest, together with her husband and child, the grave concerns and the fears. But wilt thou uphold? Surgery was scheduled for this week, has been postponed for 11 days. Wilt thou continue to remember, and that the means may be blessed, and above all, Lord, that this solemn calling, that it may be used in their young lives. Ah, do grant them a special place at thy footstool, where they may tell thee everything, where they may be given to beg of thee, that thou may be given to help, but above all to remember their never dying souls. Lord, we remember the mother who had surgery in this past week and is anxiously waiting for the report. Ah, do uphold her in that time of waiting. And may your eyes be upon thee. We may humbly ask thee that thou may be a surprising God, and above all, do make it profitable for the soul. We remember all our elderly ones, also our Bethesda, whereby renewal the virus has entered in the past week, and one has been afflicted, And then we have heard thou wast given a little improvement. But, oh Lord, he is very weak. We commend him unto thee with his dear wife, and then we may acknowledge thee that as far as we know, that it has not spread further. Wilt thou remember the staff? Wilt thou uphold, and wilt thou remember them? Remember all those that are sick, also in the province, when the numbers are increasing. Lord, may it please thee that thou may remember us all together, and that the callings may be sanctified, that there may be a repentance, because surely then thou art waiting to be gracious. Wilt thou remember all the afflicted ones, all the different circumstances? They are known unto thee, difficulties of the body and difficulties of the mind. It can be so overwhelming, but oh, wonder-doing God, wilt thou be mindful of them, and that all the afflictions, may they be sanctified. Wilt thou remember the mothers with the unborn, remember the crosses, remember the burdens. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones amongst us, with those that may care for them. We commend them unto thee for body and for soul. Lord, in this morning hour, may our eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou be our gracious helper? May our help come from the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Oh, then it is pleased thee to create the heavens and the earth out of nothing. May it please thee in this morning also to recreate, that sinners may be born in Zion. Wilt thou remember all the years? Wilt thou leave all the cares of the time outside of thy house? A grand holy attention, and may it please thee to bind the Satan. Oh, he has but a short time, but, O Lord, he is a conquered enemy. Wilt thou so be mindful of us as a people? Oh, a company of poor sinners that have come up to thy house, do visit us. Do answer in thy love and in thy compassion. Wilt thou grant those tokens that thou knowest of us and our children, nothing to plead upon, but then we may plead upon what thou hast promised in thy holy word. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 323, the stanzas 1 through 4. Thy servant blessed by thee shall live and keep thy word with awe. O Lord, open thou my eyes to see the wonders of thy law. And what follows, 323, the four stanzas. Thank you. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which we can find in Acts 9, the verses 17 and 18. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Our text words speak of Ananias visiting Saul on the street called Straight with three thoughts. First, the special greeting to Saul. Secondly, the marvelous message for Saul. And thirdly, the profound wonders upon Saul. Ananias visiting Saul on the street called Straight. The special greeting to Saul, the marvelous message for Saul, and thirdly, the profound wonders upon Saul. Thus first, the special greeting to Saul. Beloved congregation, in the past weeks, then we have heard of wonderful things, the wonderful works of free and sovereign grace, wrought upon Saul, and the conversion of Saul, that has given many a child of God much trouble and much distress. For those that have been led in a more gradual way, for those that do not know the exact time and the exact sermon, the circumstances when the Lord has begun that good work, then for such souls, then how often they can be filled with jealousy, but also with anxious thoughts, that they think to themselves, if I had now been converted in such a powerful way as Saul, then I would never have to doubt. Then I could hold on to it. And then how joyful I would be. But congregation, what we have heard in the past weeks, is that not an encouragement for the people of God? Because even when a soul has been led in a more gradual, a more slower way, have we not heard things that when the Lord works, that people cannot deny, that it is a strange language to them? Oh, I hope that there have been a few, when we have considered what the Lord has wrought in the heart of Saul, that they could identify with that work. Oh, it is true. It was not so sudden and maybe not accompanied with such extraordinary circumstances, but that true people of God, then they shall be enabled to find their experience in the experience of soul, because when the Lord works, then he sheds that love abroad, and that is such an astonishing and such a wonderful love, and that love goes out to the Lord and to everything that has to do with the Lord, that people cannot deny, and then they are given to make that good choice, Lord. Then I desire that thou may be my God and my Lord. Then we have many questions that we cannot answer. Then we become an inquiring soul, because we have heard that Saul said, Lord, who art thou? Oh, have inquiring souls come up in this morning hour. Have a few souls. Do you have a particular request with an earnest desire, that you have begged the Lord, that you may hear his voice, that you may experience his gracious hand, as we hope to hear, that a soul has experienced? Then when we consider the conversion of soul, because the Lord, the Spirit, it is the same Spirit, he teaches his children all the same matters. Then a soul was given to say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do, souls? Is that not true? When the Lord has begun, then we would do anything that we may be saved and that we may belong to that blessed people. Then we are willing to sacrifice. Then we are willing to deny things, although the strife can be so heavy. Then we have heard of a soul that he has received an instruction and a promise. And when the Lord begins, the Lord is not a land of outer darkness. Then he shall instruct his people. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Oh, then we have heard that a soul was brought on that street straight. Oh, when the Lord works, then we have to do with the perfectness and the straightness of the holy law. We have to do with infinite purity and eternal holiness. Then we learn that we cannot stand before the Lord. Oh, we have heard that a soul was brought into the house of Judas, and that name of Judas that comes from Judah, from the Old Testament, that means to praise. Oh, then that house on that street, that has become a house of praise. Oh, was it not to the Lord's honor when a soul is laid on the earth for 3 days as a poor sinner crying to the Lord? Was the Lord not praised when in that 3 days Saul has learned to bow under the justice of God, that the Lord was righteous in all his ways, that he was given to be wonder, that the Lord would not cast him into hell? And now for such a soul, what do you think, congregation? For such a people that have come into need, with the people burdened with their sins, with the people that have learned that it is righteous that they must go lost, and yet that they cannot miss the Lord. What do you think, congregation? Do you think that the Lord will begin that precious work and teach that people those wonderful things, and then eventually let them perish and their dwelling? Oh, then I think the whole congregation will say, no, that can never and shall never be. And how is it now with burdened souls? Oh, what anxious thoughts they can have. Oh, believe it, for God's people, but now for me. And it seems so impossible. And maybe a few souls that say, but I am afraid that in my life it is not when as deep as my soul. I am not yet unworthy enough and not humble enough. Soul, do you think that you shall ever become humble and unworthy enough to be saved? No. But all God's people shall experience these matters. And then we sing together out of Psalter 425, 420, the fifth stanza. He hears the needy when they cry. He saves their soul when death draws nigh. This God is our salvation. And now we have heard it. In that city of Damascus was a church. And there was an Ananias who received instruction from heaven concerning that soul. That is the communion of saints. And Ananias received a commission. Oh, in the city of Damascus, there was a house where there was a great need, an unbearable need. And that is where Ananias had to go. Oh, what a blessing when in a congregation there may be those souls where there are those great and unbearable needs. Oh, where it is heard in those dwellings, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ah, Lord, thou knowest it would be righteous if I would have to miss thee forever, but I cannot miss thee, Lord. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then we have heard it. Oh, the marks of grace, behold, he prayeth. But then especially when the Lord has said a chosen vessel, then all questions were erased for that Ananias. Oh, that degree of God that was a comfort for Ananias, because that degree that is sovereign, that is wise, but that is also effectual. The Lord shall fulfill all his counsel and all his degree upon the earth. Nebuchadnezzar, when he has received this mind and understanding back in Daniel 4 verse 35, then he has made that confession that all the inhabitants of the earth has reputed as nothing, and he doeth in the army of heaven and upon the inhabitants of the earth according to his will, and none can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Thus for an Ananias, he had a place, an address to go, a person, and a particular message. And Ananias was given to identify with Saul. Oh, and Ananias has also learned to beg. And was told to Ananias that Saul must suffer great things for Christ's sake, that Ananias has also experienced. And now, when it may take place, those are special times when an Ananias, when he may receive a little instruction from heaven, and the need of a fellow traveler bound upon the heart, can be in the night watches, can be in the day. Oh, then that vehement desire, even if it is in the night, then there is a desire. Of course, there is a time and a place for everything. But then there comes a desire to meet such a soul and to inquire concerning their need. Oh, to experience the communion of saints. Ah, then for an Ananias, then boys and girls, then you can picture that the minister of the Lord. No, then he was hasting through that town with a vehement desire that he may meet that Saul who was a persecutor of the church. And now we read in our text, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house. All undoubtedly. Ananias heard the cries of Saul ascend unto heaven, that he was begging for mercy and begging the Lord that what the Lord has spoken, because he has seen that vision of an Ananias that would come upon him. What we read in this chapter, we read similar things in the next chapter in Acts 10. All were Cornelius with his family, who has prayed and given much alms, that the Lord has given that commandment to send for one Simon, who was in Joppa, but also was Simon with those visions. Then the Lord has spoken. Then there was a message, three men seek thee. Thus an Ananias has hasted through that street. And then we read, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him. How tenderly that must have been. What a wonder. It was the intention that Saul, or at least the men that were with him, that they would put the hands on Ananias, and that not so gently, that he would arrest them, that they would bind him, and that they would take him to Jerusalem, that he would be put to death. The wonderful works of the Lord, congregation, is anything too wonderful for the Lord. What an encouragement we have in this chapter. The almighty power of the Lord concerning the hearts of the children of men. Then Ananias has put his hands upon Saul. That is also not strange in the life of the true people of God. Of course, the providence of the Lord concerns us all. May we begin to notice it more, not only in special times, accidents, as has happened on Friday evening. The Lord is wonderfully spared. Could have been that we were called upon in this morning to announce two deaths. But not only in those extraordinary circumstances, but from day to day. Lord's Day number 10. What understandest thou by the providence of God, the almighty hand of the Lord? But now for the church of God to experience in a special way the kind and gentle hand that the Lord knows of them, all in providential circumstances, answers upon prayer, guiding mercies, providing mercies, sparing mercies, caring mercies. Oh, what a gentle hand that is. What an encouragement that gives for the true child of God. Ah, those tokens. I read in Psalm 86, verse 17, that the psalmist has asked, show me a token for good. Do we ask for those tokens, congregation? And what do we do with that providential hand? We repeat it, can take much place in the way of providence. Does not mean it's saving. But now for a people that may experience what Saul has experienced, heart opened, their understanding enlightened, their affections changed. Oh, that love shed abroad, to have heard what sinners they are. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? That for times it becomes a wonder that the Lord still spares and bears, but also that they have experienced that the Lord has spoken. Oh, it was revealed unto Ananias that his sight would be restored in a vision. He has seen a man by the name of Ananias coming, and that he would receive his sight. But what an encouragement under those distressing circumstances. Oh, with the burden of sin, and that with all our striving, with all our works, that we learn that we are a sinner still, a demanding justice that we pay in full, and that we have not a penny to pay. Oh, then how distressed those souls can walk over the world, because they learn that their sin causes separation, and on account of that love, they cannot miss the Lord. Oh, the thought to have to miss that good-doing God to a never-ending eternity, even to have to curse him. Oh, how distressed that people can come. Oh, and now for that people. Oh, when the Lord may place his tender, his fatherly hand does not, oh, they do not dare to call God Father in the way of grace. But when they may feel that providing hand, then how encouraged they may be, that they may say, "Ach, Lord, then thou still knowest of me." No, the Lord is not a land of outer darkness for his people, and he shall uphold and he shall provide. But what those hands of Ananias, Saul's sin was not forgiven. That burden was still there. He was still the persecutor. He was not persecuting because he received a love for that people and for his servants. Nevertheless, an encouragement. Ah, then we see so clearly in the conversion of Saul that it is the way that each child of God, that they can identify with these matters, that they shall say, no, it is not all a strange matter, perhaps not in the depth, but the same matters. And then what did Saul say when he put his hands upon his head? They were hands of fellowship, they were hands of communion. Boys and girls, what did Ananias say to Saul? Did he say he was a bad man, a persecutor? Did he say, "Are you now that persecutor that has come to Damascus to lay your filthy hands on me and to drag me to Jerusalem that I may be put to death?" No, that we do not read. Read nothing of it. Brother Saul. Did not even say little brother. In a family, then the oldest brother always likes to have a little more authority and be stronger than a younger brother. But now here, Ananias. What a low and a humble place the Lord has revealed to Ananias, that Saul would receive a much greater place, seemed to be, in the church of God, that he would use him very richly, that he would stand before kings, before the Gentiles, and that Ananias then become proud or jealous. Ah, that awful pride. But Ananias, oh, was given to rejoice that God's kingdom would come and that his name may be glorified. Thus Ananias did not say little brother, but brother, the same, of one household. And how could Ananias say that? That was through the eldest brother of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard it out of the catechism, God's people, that they are all adopted people, all through that eldest brother that was willing to assume the human nature, that was willing to take the sins of the whole church upon him. What that must have been for Saul, persecutor. Letters undoubtedly still may be in his pocket or in that house at least. And then brother Saul, the same father in heaven, same mother, the mother that is the church. What special bonds. Then it flows together. Because the church, they experience the same things. And he laid his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, we read in John 3, verse 14, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. Do we love God's people, boys and girls? Do you love God's people? It's a mark of grace. The Lord works. Then we receive a love. Oh, and such a jealousy. Then we have such a desire that we may belong to that people. Oh, in the beginning, we can be so timid that we are so afraid. But then we desire to hear how that people has been converted and whether it is also possible for me, brother Saul. And then Ananias has continued. That is our second thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 124, the stanzas 1, 2, 8, and 9. My heart doth overflow, a goodly theme is mine. My eager tongue with joyful song doth praise the King divine. And what follows, 124, 1, 2, 8, and 9. Thank you. Ananias visiting Saul on the street called Straight. The special greeting to Saul, and now secondly, the marvelous message for Saul. What a wonder it was for Saul that an Ananias has come. It can take place in the life of a child of God when there is a special need, but also when they have received a special blessing, that there is that vehement desire to unburden their heart, and that such a one may be given to humbly beg of the Lord, that the Lord may send on their pathway a child of God, an office bearer, to speak of the things of the Lord, and then how astonished they may be when that indeed takes place, and that has now taken place in the house of Judas on the street called Straight. It was revealed to Saul in a vision that an Ananias would come and that his sight would be restored. And now already Saul has experienced special things, the hands of fellowship and of communion, but also that precious address. It was not according to what he had deserved, what he has made himself worthy of. Ah, then Saul, how he must have broken in a flood of tears for such a one that has come with other intentions to arrest the church of Jesus Christ, that he may be put to death. And now to hear those tender words, "Brother Saul, the wonderful works of free and sovereign grace." But with those hands, then Saul was still blind. Maybe a few souls in my midst, that they have to say, with everything they have experienced, even with those kind hands, but that they are still so blind in heavenly ways, still an unsolved case. But now in Ananias, he also had a message. And then he said, "The Lord, even Jesus." How did Ananias know it? Then by renewal, then in the experience of Saul, then it is not a strange matter for the true children of God that there are times, maybe unexpectedly, but also in the house of God, that their life may be declared, what they have experienced in the week gone by, that it may be proclaimed from the pulpit, what has been experienced in the inner chamber. Then an Ananias was given to open up to declare what a Saul has experienced, the Lord. Oh, has a Saul not even said, "Lord"? We have heard it two times, the Lord, a title of respect, but also master, possessor, even Jesus. "Who art thou, Lord?" "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." And then further, "that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest." Then an Ananias, a message from the Lord, a message from his master. And then he was given to lead Saul back on that way to Damascus. And then he was given to say, "Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest." Oh, then in Ananias does not word it. He does not mention that persecution. But, oh, when Saulus heard it, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest. Ah, then for the child of God, then it is also a word of conviction. Ah, they write bitter things against himself. The way that thou camest, what way was that, Saul? Oh, then a Saul would have to confess, that was the way that I have come to persecute the church. But now, almighty power, then Jesus, whom I have persecuted, he has felled me to the ground. He has drawn me with the cords of love. Oh, he has won me over. I have become the poor sinner, the way that thou camest. But then in Ananias, oh, he was given to continue, because he was called to bring the gospel. Oh, in that house of Judas, there was room for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There was room for the balm of Gilead. Oh, are there such souls that may dwell in such a house, that have learned to cry unto the Lord, oh, with the confession of their sin, because sin is such an awful thing, that is something that we can never undo, redo, and it is written in God's book. But now when Ananias was as a messenger of good tidings, ah, for that distressed soul, and then he was given to say, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Thus a twofold blessing, that he would receive his sight and that he would receive the Holy Ghost. That is her third thought. The profound wonder upon Saul. And then we read, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. We have read together out of Isaiah 41 that speaks of the elect servant of the Father, oh, who has been sent. And have you heard it? Ah, those smoke and flaxes and those bruised reeds, that the smoke and flaxes shall not be quenched. And those broken reeds, they shall not be broken, no. That was the work of the elect servant of the Father. And then we have heard it out of Isaiah 41, that it is written in verse 7, open the blind eyes to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sin in darkness out of the prison house. And in verse 16, and I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and I will not forsake them. The promises for the people of God, that has now been fulfilled in our text words, that he received, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith, his sight forthwith. And then when we read that he has received his sight, then it is very evident, it is implied in our text, that it was in a twofold way. That naturally, he was given to see Ananias. We read in Acts 22, verse 14, that he was given to look upon him, came unto me and looked upon him. Thus the Lord has fulfilled what he has shown unto Saul in a vision. Then he was given to see Ananias. Oh, what a wonder it was for a Saul that he may receive his natural sight. But it is implied in our text very clearly. Oh, for an Ananias, it was as we read that of Philip has done to that Ethiopian in Acts 8 verse 35. And he preached unto him Jesus. That is implied because we read in our text words that he was baptized. Then an Ananias was given to preach Christ and him crucified. That he has come for the chiefest of sinners. No sinner too black and no sinner too vile, but that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanse us from all sin. Then an Ananias was given to say, brother Saul, now that Jesus whom you was persecuted, and have persecuted his followers, that Jesus was willing to come down upon the earth. He was willing to take the sins of his church, even of the chiefest sinners upon him. He was willing to suffer and die. Saul, to that end, he was nailed to the cross. There he is hung as a cursed one. He was made a curse, as I read in Galatians 3 verse 13. Saul, he has cried out, it is finished. He has satisfied the Father's justice. He has glorified all his attributes. And therefore, Saul, that I may bring those good tidings, that Jesus Christ, that he has come to save great black and vile sinners. Thus, Saul, then there is hope for you, there is hope for me. There is hope for us and our children. Saul, what a precious gospel. He has come to save even enemies. Saul, we are all enemies of free and sovereign grace and paradise. We have become so proud. It is not all written, but it is clearly implied in our text words that an Ananias was given to preach such a free gospel, and that for the chiefest of sinners. When we read that he was filled with the Holy Ghost, of course, in the moment of regeneration, then the Holy Ghost, he takes up habitation in the heart of a sinner. That has become so clear. We have heard the evidence of grace. When the Lord works, then those evidences and marks, they shall be evident. There can come times that it seems to be so covered and that it can become so impossible. That it seems that we are but a smoking flax and that soon it shall be all over. And as a broken reed, so discouraged, and not courage to lift up her head, that we look within at the circumstances, and that as that woman in Luke 13, so bow down. When we read in our text that he was filled with the Holy Ghost, that is a further leading and a further measure, and that also concerns the qualification for his office that he has received to become a preacher of the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. Do we not read the same on the day of Pentecost concerning the 12 apostles, that they were filled with the Holy Ghost and that they were given to preach as they have never preached before? What a sermon it must have been, all for one ear, but he was a listening ear. There was need for the gospel. What a precious work it was for Ananias. Surely, then an Ananias and a Saul, they were given both to be wondered the mercies of the Lord. That church in Damascus, filled with so many fears, what a prayers have been sent up to Almighty God, that the Lord would watch over his church, and now a persecutor, he would become a preacher. It is possible, it is not all written, not necessary, but Saul had those letters. That a soul with tears has said, Ananias, here is now the letter, here is now the commission that I have received. and that is to persecute you and your followers and to put you to death. But oh, now I may receive another commission, and that is to preach that gospel. That is further declared. And then he arose and was baptized. A soul has received what baptism signifies, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the further leadings in the life of the people of God. Oh, what a precious message that an Ananias could bring on that street straight in that house of Judas. There was room for that message. Oh, are there such souls in my midst? Poor and needy people, that cannot deny what the Lord has done, what we have heard in former times out of the life of Saul, that it is not strange, to experience that fatherly and tender hand, but those further leadings, then remain at the feet of the Lord, we have said it. Then you have agreed, for that poor and needy people, the Lord shall never forsake, and the Lord shall not forget him. Shall the Lord then begin that good work? Shall the Lord then shed his love abroad in the heart, the love for his people, for everything that belongs to the Lord? Shall the Lord then teach that prayer of the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? Shall the Lord grant those vehement desires for the Lord and everything that belongs to him? And shall the Lord then let that people perish? No, never. It cannot be. He has engraven them upon the palms of his hand, and he shall finish. But it is now necessary to experience what Saul has experienced, that we may be placed upon that only foundation to receive those further leadings, my unconverted fellow travelers, the blessed portion of the people of God, those blessed experiences. For an Ananias and a Saul, they have never forgotten what has taken place in that house of Judas on that street called Straight, and therefore remain the places where Jesus passes by. That Bartimaeus has done. He was also blind for many years, but he has sat on that road that goeth through Jericho. And then he has said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Then there were some that said he must keep quiet. But no, he cried the louder, and the Lord has heard, and therefore remain where that precious gospel, that truth, death in the first Adam, life in the second Adam may be declared, and where it may be declared, how the Lord, that is the question of those needy souls, the way that the Lord brings those needy, needy souls to a saving knowledge of the Son of God. Seek then the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We have heard the wonderful works in the life of Saul. Nothing too wonderful for the Lord. May the prayers be multiplied. Then we may say what we read in Psalm 30, verse 5. For a needy and for a troubled people, for his anger endureth for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Let us close. Lord, Ananias was given to do a precious work, a message, an address, and a person. May there have also been such in this morning. All room for the gospel as it is in Jesus Christ. Lord, thou knowest that it is all thy work from the beginning to the end. Lord, wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old, by the first and also by renewal, And then we have heard of those further leadings. Ah, then Saul was given to hear that it was not by works, but that it was all of grace. And that is what thy children are given to experience more and more. Oh, then surely what has taken place in the house of Judas, then the angels in heaven were given to rejoice. Ah, Lord, wilt thou then work lovingly, that also the angels may rejoice concerning what transpires in the midst of the congregation. Wilt thou now graciously watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Keep from harm and danger. Keep from sin and temptation. And return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 83, the stanzas 1 and 2. How blessed is he whose trespass hath freely been forgiven, whose sin is wholly covered before the sight of heaven. And what follows, Psalter 83, 1 and 2. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.